And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra, born near Madrid, 1547. We know him by his pen name Miguel de Cervantes, author of what's considered to be the first modern novel and the first bestseller, Don Quixote. He published the first part in 1605 and the second part a decade later, just a year before his death, in 1616. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Gaskell, born in London, 1810. She was the wife of Unitarian minister in Manchester, so she tended to the poor, she taught Sunday school, she kept cows, pigs, poultry, raised children, kept the house. After the death of her infant son from scarlet fever, left her bereft, her husband suggested that she try writing to soothe her sorrow. So she began writing novels about the people in poverty around her, novels including Mary Barton in 1848, Lizzie Lee, 1850, North and South, Wives and Daughters. Charles Dickens was a fan of her work. She was close friends with Charlotte Bronte, and after Charlotte Bronte died, Gaskell wrote the biography, The Life of Charlotte Bronte, in 1857, which scholars still today consider the definitive work on Bronte's life. It's the birthday of the physicist Enrico Fermi, born in Rome, 1901, the first to use Einstein's theory of relativity to build the first functioning nuclear reactor, and he went on to help build the atom bomb. He left Italy, came to the U.S. with his wife, who was Jewish, got a job at the University of Chicago, where he built the first nuclear reactor on a squash court under the stands of the football stadium and conducted the first nuclear reaction on the morning of December 2nd, 1942. The same morning, the State Department announced that 2 million Jews had been killed in Europe and 5 million more were in danger. And 3 years later, in the desert outside of Los Alamos, New Mexico, Fermi watched as the first atomic bomb was exploded. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Robb, Original Sin. That was one idea my mother always disliked. She preferred her God to be reasonable, like Emerson or Thoreau, without their stranger moments. Even the Old Testament God's sudden angers and twisted ways of getting what he wanted, she'd accept as metaphor. But original sin was different. Plus, no one agreed if it was personal, meaning all Adam's fault, or else some kind of temporary absence of the holy, which was Adam's fault as well. In any case, it made no sense that we'd need to be saved before we'd even had the chance to be wrong. Yes, eventually everyone falls into error, but when my sister and I were babies, she could see we were perfect as we opened our eyes and gazed up at her with what she took for granted as love, long before either of us knew the word and what damage it could cause. Original Sin, a poem by Lawrence Robb, from Mistaking Each Other for Ghosts, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.